Welcome to Astronomica, a podcast that doesn't make New Year's resolutions, but really hopes that if you do, you chose some good ones and you stick with them. I am Kristen. I play Dr. Hildegard Hypatia Cade. I am here by myself today, and there's a really important reason for that. You know how we promised you all that if you joined the Discord and you started arguments with your in-laws that we'd be back in January? Well, I have good news and I have bad news. Most of us were satisfied with your holiday sacrifices, but Colin has locked the RV and is refusing to come out until at least five more people at him on the Discord. So please, if you're listening to this now, I only have two or three episodes left of content before we need more. I need us to get into the RV. If you could just hop on the Discord at Old Scroungy, say whatever you want to him. If we can make this happen as a team, we might just be able to record some new material for you guys. Anyway, the only other thing I've got for you today is a reminder that we have a Chatstronomica episode coming up as we close on our action here on Chrysia Moors. So, if you've got a comment, a question, a report card for the cast, give us a shout on Discord, on Reddit, on our email, astronomicapodcast@gmail.com. And on both Reddit and our Discord, you will find a little survey that you can fill out if that is easier for you. Either way, we'd love to read your questions and answer them on air. We'd love to read your comments. Give us a shout. We really look forward to doing these episodes. They're crazy times, but they're super fun. Other than that, I think it's time we hit that recap. Last time on Astronomica, we spent a lot of time making sure that we didn't go off fully half-cocked. I spoke with Clifford of the Mongos to make sure that he was on board, and to be perfectly honest, it was a relief that he decided to join us because, you know, we were going to do this anyway. With Clifford's help, myself, Big Nicky, Mr. Mackie, Hopper, all of our various NPCs, and of course, thoughtless pilot, Mr. Ramirez, have managed to fill the shuttle full of personnel so that we can attack the main station and take back, well, take forward, take something for the Mongos and hopefully their new allies, the Goonies. Mr. Anton has decided not to join us on the shuttle and instead is finding a use for his fighter jet, finally. He seemed super excited to get in that thing. I don't know. It doesn't seem fun to me. It seems like, you know, there's not very much armor and the amount of lasers and whatnot we've been able to put on it really looks jury-rigged. I'm pretty sure at least one thing is straight up duct taped to the outside of the fighter, but I don't know. He just seemed happy. So I suppose whatever makes Mr. Anton happy is going to be interesting for the rest of us. In any case, I better sign off because I've got a revolution to lead. As Mr. Mackie would say, shag ass, Chewie.
Okay. We currently have everybody plus a ton of NPCs emerging from a shuttle that's kind of tipped at an angle up against a wall. The station has leveled back out so that you guys are all disembarking onto a flat but slick with water floor.
Okay.
Of the hangar bay. The hangar kind of, it's in the name, it hangs under the station. That's why they call it a hangar.
Is that why it's called a hangar?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But it hangs under there, like it's kind of like a bowl. If you picture like a big flying saucer, like if the underside was hollow.
Okay.
Is it as like bowl, like bulbous as like a ball turret gunner, or is it like gentler?
It's gentler.
Curved than that.
More of a saucer.
Like when your butt hangs out of an inner tube.
Yes.
All right. There we go. But
we're
out
in
of an inner tube.
The butthole of the.
You're in the butthole of the inner tube rider.
Guys, Manscaped wanted us to advertise for them, and here's your ad.
Started it.
We're
about to do some manscaping.
Yeah, we're testing
in the butthole,
testing some approaches.
The inner tube.
You can't help but notice that the hangar entryway is clear of hair and unsightly.
God damn it! Oh my god! Another thing we've been offered, someone wants to nominate us for an Annie. And sometime between now and April 20th, we've got to create 15 minutes of can't-miss content. So,
Can we get a 15-minute version of the theme song?
Hold on. You said, what's the award?
It's not the Annie. It's the Annie.
All right. All right.
E-N-N-I-E-S.
So let's get Annie that hanger. But
wait, did they actually do that, or was that a joke?
No, it's a real thing.
Oh,
I like the hairless butthole hanger door bit. I can stretch that.
You know, one part of this we haven't mentioned is what Cullen's doing.
Cullen is approaching the station in his fighter from the outside.
Is Anton entering from the front hangar entrance because he hasn't received affirmative consent to come in the Manscaped entrance yet?
Well, I believe that we decided I was aiming torpedoes at the flak battery.
That is correct.
Yeah, so
Anton is making an attack from the outside in his ship.
Is
the
this
way combat works, space combat, I believe, is 15-minute rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we're going to have...
But is it space combat when we're, like, in close... Because I feel the spacing of space combat is because the distance is massive.
Sure.
But here, like, I'm probably less than half a mile away from the station, so...
But right now, Anton is coming up from the outside to do a strafing run. Why don't we go ahead and start with that? I'm going to call it a surprise attack, so...
Nice. That's going to be a D20. I don't exactly remember... Firing from a ship, I believe it is shoot skill and dex.
Yes.
This, or I mean, I can do pilot, but I mean, I think
it's like the better. It's the better of shoot or pilot, right?
I think so. Yes. I think you can.
Yeah, in a fighter, you can use pilot.
Okay, so I'm going to use shoot and dex for a total. Does BAB doesn't play?
Yeah.
It does. Oh, okay. Cool. It's going to be 9 as my bonus for this roll. That is a 19 on the die.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'd assume a 28 would hit.
Yep.
Cool.
You hit. Roll your damage.
So is it different for, like... Well, I guess it's station, so it would be station damage.
I feel like this is a called shot attempting to create a certain effect, like destroy the flak
battery. Well, he's attacking a weapon system, mm-hmm. which is already... That's the thing you can do in the rules. So.
Okay. Ship damage is 3d8 from a torpedo.
Okay.
Hey, there we go. That's 3 of them. That's 11. That's 18.
Okay.
Nice.
That does eclipse the station's armor, so the flak emitter battery is now damaged.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It is broken. It cannot be fired until station personnel repair it. Nice. If you hit it again, it's destroyed.
Cool.
And then cannot be repaired. It's gone.
I had a question mechanically. So, like, if the fighter craft is doing these rounds to get a ship combat turn, can Grace be doing the same thing from inside the hangar?
Sure.
Or would that be, like, person to, like, round to round?
No, go for it. You want to go ahead with that?
Yeah, so Grace wants to try and compute, based on, like, interior knowledge she's gotten from Nolan Ryan P. Jr., where the, like, gunnery control stations are.
Okay.
And hit them with an armor-piercing multifocal laser.
Okay. Yeah, we'll call that a skill check.
I'm envisioning this in my head of, like, the ship attacking within another ship.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of, like, a multifocal laser that from the outside, like, if you're just viewing it from the outside, you just see this beam of light shoot through. And, like, maybe it hits where you want, but, like, it's definitely going somewhere.
Well, mm-hmm. it's like in The Greatest when the Tsar asks Catherine, aren't you worried being pregnant? Like, what if the baby has a knife? And she's like, no.
Why would I worry?
But... this is why you should be.
Yes,
if the baby has a multifocal laser while it's inside your womb,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck are you going to do?
Babies do not practice good trigger discipline.
No, indeed.
You need more than 20 points of armor inside your uterus. That's mm-hmm. clear.
Never. No.
Does that come standard, or is that like a like
we can
an
have
upgrade?
A whole conversation about that off mic. Yeah, it does come standard.
Okay.
You're not allowed to install it in Alabama right now, though.
I mean, we're in Tennessee. It's only a matter of time.
I would think that would be a shoot skill to, like, calculate the trajectory or whatever.
Okay. Works for me. Shoot intelligence?
Yeah. So that is going to be a 7. That's a 7 skill check.
You've narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend another round calculating to get a better firing solution, or you can just shoot basically in that room where that stuff happens.
I think in the interest of achieving a tactical end, I'm going to spend another round to calculate.
Sounds good. Everyone else, roll initiative.
Yeah. higher's better, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I finally have a decently high initiative.
I finally have a bad one.
Oh, I bet we'll end up being equal.
I doubt it.
Did you use your alert?
I did. I rolled a 2 and a 3 on the die. So, yeah. But, hey, guys, y'all jinxed me last time.
No, my theory of table luck holds.
There you have it.
Good roll, bad roll. There we go.
Who at the table is our cooler? Cullen's the cooler.
Let the record show that Cullen just raised his hand.
Let the record show that Cullen is cooler.
Yeah, that's not what you meant.
Yeah.
Also, let the record show that Cullen asked that question and Kristen had no idea what he meant. I don't know what a cooler is.
Oh, do you want to see like a movie with William H. Macy having violent sex? Well, you should watch a movie called The Cooler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I do, but
I'm not sure you do either.
That's a real yes-no situation.
Yeah.
Right. I really thought you were going to go for Philium H. Muffman in Hawaii.
That doesn't answer my question, but I guess I'll Google it later.
Basically, it was an old kind of like superstitious casino thing, is that like you'd have someone on staff who was just walking bad luck. And if someone was getting real hot, you'd send him to the table to just cool the table.
I gotcha. And so, I gotcha.
Yeah. Like in this movie, William H. Macy is a cooler.
Ah.
He makes a very good living having the worst luck in the world.
It's a good movie. Me joking about the violent sex is just, you know, well, it's true though. And like the first time I watched that movie was in this little duplex that had like paper thin walls.
Oh, nice.
And even then, I couldn't hear shit. So we're just watching this like.
Can we read off our yes. numbers?
I got a 6.
All right. Hildy also has a 6.
Oh.
I am keeping that trend going with a 5.
If you would have said 6, I would have been excited.
I know, right?
I also got a 5.
Wait, so a 5 was your bad roll. That's a good
what was it?
Sure.
Roll.
Really? Yeah, well, you know, I rolled a 3 and a 4, and I have a +1 in dex, so, nice. You know.
I'd like the record to state that I've been glowering at Kristen for complaining about a dice roll.
I accept that, you know, there's one place I got to lose, and as a non-combat character, initiative is the best place for me to roll low.
It's fair. Do I need to roll initiative?
Yep.
Okay. 9.
Gangster at the top of the list.
Hell yeah.
Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
All right. I, for one, am ready and excited for this combat.
It's because you got all that jolt energy gum running through your
I
body.
Didn't take one.
You didn't?
You don't have to chew it. You can swallow it like a pill flavor combination.
There's instructions on the back of what happens if you have 5 of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't do that.
It's great if you overdo it on the heroin. You can pop a 5 nice. Jolt gum.
Let's fuck up this aerostat station.
Yes. Anton has torpedoed the flak emitter battery on the station. Inside, you guys feel the station shutter rumbling underfoot. You are all now standing in the hangar. You can see the Grace kind of right up against the wall with her unmentionables hanging out the hangar door.
Okay. Okay. So she has been released from, like, the boot. She is not clamped into anything.
She is... Yeah, the hoses that were connecting her to... vats in the floor or whatever have all popped.
Okay.
Did the explosion cause a knee-high tidal wave?
No.
Oh.
The knee-high has kept on a different level.
Damn it.
It's just a good thing we weren't on the Juggalo station because it would be Faygo everywhere.
No. So Grace is completely untethered.
Yeah, but inoperable, right? Like there's still
so
about...
She can't fly.
There's like 10 Grace minutes worth of repairs. Untethered.
Yeah, there needs to be a little bit of battening down the hatches done.
Gotcha.
I mean, Grace gets a little tethered when Nolan Ryan P. Jr. gets frisky.
Hey, there we go. He gives me permission to really be myself without regard for the opinions of others. It is liberating.
50 Shades of Grace.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that is a good title, but unfortunately I can't use it because principles.
Yeah, before you take off, you have to take out her thrust plug.
Oh, God. It's got a horse tail attached to it.
If Grace makes TikToks, are they thrust traps?
Oh man! So that's who's it. We're up first in initiative?
Got to be Cullen. Well, unless
Anton won.
Yeah.
But
I did just.
But it was surprise round.
It was surprise round.
Can I use the ship maneuvers to take like evasive maneuvers and get a bonus to my AC?
Sure, that sounds like a good idea.
I'll do that. 2d6 pilot skill and dex.
Wait, is Grace in danger of falling out of this thing?
Not if the station stays level.
Uh-oh.
Both of them somehow were cocked. 9.
Nobody wants to make cock jokes?
I think we've reached our quota.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want to bring down the high-minded tone of this podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so you were doing evasive maneuvers to gain a bonus to AC?
I was.
That's a +2 or +4?
I don't remember. That's why.
He's looking it up.
Okay.
So when everyone had like felt like the ship shudder, I had this image in my head of the old school Star Trek way of doing shudder where like the people move.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so like all of the... Thanks for permission. So I have this image of like everyone moves the same way except for Hopper, who moves the wrong direction. Like he moves in the opposite oscillation,
mm-hmm.
ruining the illusion.
Yep.
I was going to volunteer that Nikki just stays level. Because this has happened before. They've hit turbulence. And Nikki just, what are you doing? Like even Glow Baby leans.
Yeah. Glow Baby is by now very weak and faint, but just slightly pushing on you towards the opening of the hangar. But it just feels like it's caressing your neck.
Yeah, and Nikki's like, don't be scared. Just snuggle right in and like sort of pulls the collar up to like wrap him like a, like maybe if a snake was sleeping on your neck.
I do not know the emotion of scared. I only know hatred.
You're just so little. I get why you'd be afraid, but don't you worry. And then not feeds, but pokes a piece of pastry like into the Glow Baby. Like not even bothering to try to feed it, just like shoves it in.
The Glow Baby is just starting to become like silly putty that's getting like
dirty
of things stuck in it.
It's a hair.
It's constantly reaching for the fanny pack. Need charge.
That's right. I don't think Nick would know. Oh, you're just hungry. You need a little nap.
Right, need energy.
You do have a pack of Jolt gum.
Shove a piece of Jolt gum into it.
Immediately lights up.
Bouncing off the wall like flubber.
Pre-tech Jolt gum actually gives you electrification powers.
That is a +2 to my AC for a total of 18.
Nice. Bashy goes running for the elevators.
Bashy, you got a plan above and beyond what we know about?
He cocks his rifle.
All right. That is happening.
Big Nikki, follow Bashy. I think he has a plan for the Sultan.
All right. I will. Come on, Sultan.
The other Sultan.
Sergey is in your secondary seat, Anton.
Yep.
He's like, what do I push?
Well, you can hit the triggery-looking thing on your joystick, and it'll do stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
He does. He sprays an ineffectual stream of machine gun fire at the station.
Hell yeah, brother. That was pretty cool looking. Maybe next time, aim at something soft. Like, you know the big, flashy, red, glowing, like, fuel tanks on the side?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Those are good.
Nikki.
Yep. After Hildy gives a direction, I'm going to actually run after Bashy. Hold on, you're going to need my swipe. And goes galumphing behind.
Mm-hmm.
Not super quickly. And
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Yeah, definitely a timpani sound. Will Sultan follow automatically as a hinge, I think?
Yeah.
So, as a team, we'll just follow behind.
Sounds good.
Nikki still wants peace.
That was my thinking behind giving you the high sign about him, because Hildy's kind of like, you know, we'll see what happens when we get there, but I have plans, but I don't want Bashy to take the glory.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, eventually the violence will be over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. And they're not even registering that there's a side or anything. Just a lot of chaos is going on. This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened since that one time that the gas went out.
The night the gas went out.
That's the night when the gas went out on the palace.
Squidle. Squidle bells.
What up, Squidle?
Squidle beat me?
He did.
Mm.
There were 3 sixes. Yay, Cullen.
Hey.
Squidle holding it up with the 3rd 6.
Hell yeah, that's metal as fuck.
Squidle's going to wait and follow leadership. Hildy.
Yes. Are the elevators the only way out of the hangar?
There are some, like, manual access, like, maintenance shafts, some Jeffries tubes.
Would Hildy know if those are faster?
They will not be faster.
Okay. Then, yeah, Hildy also is booking it for the elevators. And if there's any... I was thinking about, like, trying to shut it down so that, like, other people couldn't use them. But I don't know if I really want to take the time. I got a mission. So, yeah, booking it to the elevator tubes.
Okay.
If she can, trying to overtake Nikki and Bashy.
Okay. You are at least keeping pace.
Cool. And just so that I don't have to worry about it later, I've got the drone up just flying behind me.
Cool.
Just following me.
Shank is in attendance, right?
She is.
She will similarly await leadership, presumably walking in the direction of the elevators.
I like the idea that we're all dashing and Shank's just like, all right, I mean, we're all going to get in the same place at the same time.
just sauntering.
There's yeah, you really got, you're weaving there. Through traffic.
Like when people, the red light, yeah, exactly what I was saying. Nikki's definitely got their like swipe card pulled out, ready to.
Yeah.
When you get to the elevator, Shank's going to be like leaning against the wall, smoking a cigarette.
Nikki's swipe card is like on a lanyard.
The pulley one?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. What's the, what 1980s cartoon character is on the little clip?
Speed Racer.
Cool.
Oh, oh nice.
I was seeing Big Nikki as more of a strawberry shortcake kind of situation.
Hmm.
That seems too on the nose.
It might be.
Unfortunately, too on the nose. Big Nikki is piloted by someone about as fast as they run. So, gotcha. Speed Racer it was.
I hear you.
I mean, I'm reading Care Bear from Big Nikki from day one.
Oh yeah, totally.
Not My Little Pony.
Maybe an Applejack. Definitely an Applejack.
Right now, that's Grace.
Applejack has been a character. Oh, she's all of our little pony.
Hopper.
Hopper is going to. There are no active threats in the hangar, correct?
Does not appear to be.
Mackie, do you think that we might be able to winch or hoist or otherwise maneuver the Grace to a less precarious situation?
That is our number one priority, my friend.
There are some cranes that run on tracks in the ceiling.
Okay.
That could be operated to grab a hold of the Grace if you want.
Okay. Then, by your leave, Mackie.
Go ahead and try to secure the Grace. We don't want her tipping out of here. And I'm going to enter the Grace and see what I can do about putting her online.
That sounds excellent. She is online.
Well, you know, buttoning up all the open hatches and hooking things up and just making her... In the event that she falls out of the station, I would like her to be able to fly.
I think you should check for discontinuities in the Jeffries tubes.
Are we going to get a sweet lasso situation out of the...
That'd be pretty cool.
Jeff and Colin.
Yes.
If the Grace falls and crashes and breaks, would y'all just be like, cool...
Well, right now, we didn't back up Hopper, and he's next. He's within, like, ethereal radio communication with the Grace. So, right now...
He's been overwritten.
He's on board with the Grace's agenda.
He's just generally backed up. I think we said a while ago that we just it's just a thing happening in the background.
You should eat more celery.
But he'd have, like, self-preservation at work to try to keep the Grace from crashing to the ground.
There's a backup of Hopper on Hildy's machine, but the current Hopper, like, is...
We have final one.
Parentheses, use this one in all caps. Close parentheses.
The real one.
Dash revision 3.
Just kidding.
All my files are named asdf.txt and then asdfasdf.txt.
And now we know what all your passwords are, too.
Yeah.
So Hopper is going to try and find the nearest crane console to start like lowering the winch towards Grace.
Cool. Wang heads over to the elevator. Mackie.
First, clearly, we are not encountering any armed opposition in the hangar.
That's correct.
I'm going to take my fucking experience point then.
Sweet.
All right. We have conquered the hangar, as per my current goal. Mackie wants to enter the Grace, and the whole time he's querying her about what the Sultan's technicians have left undone. The things that need to be buttoned up tight before she could fly.
Yeah. Basically, you just need to replace and bolt down some, like, shielding on the outside.
Okay.
Stuff that covers, like, the fuel hatch and all that stuff. The plates, there are a lot of metal bits that need to be refastened.
Okay. He's going to start doing that. He is going to, in his heads-up display, just create an instance of Hildy's, like, suit head cam and Anton's, you know, any optical suite from his, like, cyber eyes or, you know, and obviously I think he's within shouting distance of Hopper if he's working on the outside of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do a fixed check. I don't know how many of these will be necessary, but he's going to do the first one to bring the Grace back to being skyworthy, spaceworthy, everything like that.
Okay. I'm going to say you need three successes. So you need to make three successful fixed checks over subsequent rounds.
Correct.
The DC is only six. So.
Can I offer assistance via using my ship's scanners to scan the Grace and point out points of interest?
I don't think it's going to be necessary. I think what he's going through is pretty standard procedure. So,
okay. He's going to roll his first fixed check now, assuming the action economy allows it. And, yeah, that's a 9 plus 3. Yeah, I got it.
Cool.
We got that one.
That's a 12. So that's double what you needed?
Exactly.
We'll call that two successes.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
Excellent work, as always, Mackie.
Hey, well, you know, it's almost like this ship is a part of me. It's like fixing this thing's like scratching my own ass.
Heimdall, the Goonie.
Yes.
Comes following Hildy toward the elevators.
Awesome.
Has Heimdall had any, like, concern following us? I forgot last time that I was going to do a check-in because I didn't want to keep slowing us down.
No.
Okay, cool.
He is entering each new environment with curiosity and interest.
Awesome.
He's being a little timid. He's staying back behind people and stuff.
Yeah. Heimdall never would have seen an elevator.
Yeah. He's about to have his mind blown.
The Silver City is another aerostat.
He's never seen a working elevator.
He's never seen a working one. Yeah.
Even if it's just he's like,
what's up with this little room? What's this little room for?
Hold on, that's a dead end.
He's just entered upside down world too, because for him everything is inverted.
Right. Yeah. Why isn't there any furniture on the ceiling?
Y'all just walking on the top.
There's no upskirt lights.
I don't think the Goonies wear much clothes. Up lump lights.
I'm not
up flap lights.
Yeah. Oh. My lovely Goonie lumps.
I don't know which is worse, up flap lights or up lump lights.
We didn't mention gaseous.
We did not. Not yet.
We shouldn't.
Well, like a gaseous planet.
My dream is to one day get this podcast big enough that there is pornography
of the podcast.
Yeah, I mean fan art.
Ah, I gotcha.
Pornographic like fan 34? Art. Like you can go on. You can type Astronomica into. What is it?
You want rule whatever to apply to us?
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel like that's a marker of a certain kind of success.
Did you mean Anton M. Preg?
No, Stan, I think what you just did is called manifesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you guys familiar with that subreddit, Dragons Fucking Cars? It's beautiful. And it's very real.
It's pretty good.
I've seen it.
You know it?
Yeah. Oh, we like to keep it classy.
Yeah. A light dings on above the elevator door, and startling you all, the door opens. The elevator was full to the limit with water.
Ah, shit.
When it opens, there is a sudden flood of water that comes washing out. Everyone who is near the elevators, give me a, what is it, dodge save?
Physical. Evasion?
Evasion save. Oh.
Can I argue that Nikki is still 10 feet back going, come on, you guys.
Yes.
Were there two creepy twins standing in front of the elevator?
No.
Hildy made it. Got a 14 over 11.
Your evasion is 11?
Yep.
Good as mine now. I expect dex.
Well, with evasion, you can use dex or int.
Bashy and Squirtle get knocked over.
Would I need to roll any kind of evasion for the fact that there are now bodies rolling backwards?
No, but as the water comes flooding out of the elevators, so does a drowned security team of six security personnel, station personnel, come washing past you guys.
Dang, Robbie.
Graham.
Jimothy? No, you too.
I'm going to throw this out there. I feel like, you know, Big Nicky may have evaded the evasion save, but that sounds like a mental save to me.
Yeah.
These are
people who have eaten your biscuits, so to speak.
Stop. You got... Oh, man. So I need to roll a d20, right?
Their biscuit.
Their biscuit.
No, I don't eat nobody else's biscuit, but...
My own. You were about to say, but my own.
It's a 19.
How flexible is Big Nicky?
You'd be surprised.
With the voluminous robes, you can't. No, 15 and all, that's a 19, so.
All right. You don't recognize him. Also,
or in name tags. Or yeah. You're fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimothy left you a bad Yelp review one time.
Well, in that case, if I don't know these motherfuckers, can we loot them?
Sure. They have woven body armor and laser rifles.
Ooh. Do they have lanyards that give you all access security backstage pass thing?
Sure.
Y'all got swipes.
That makes sense.
Ooh. Everybody's got swipes now.
Everybody's
hell
got swipes.
Yeah. I might have to see if I can snatch one of those on my next turn.
I would like for Sultan to take a rifle.
Ramirez is still in the cockpit. He once everybody has gotten out, has everybody gotten out? No, everybody's not out yet. So he is just he's sitting tight.
All right.
Master!
Yeah, I was wondering what number playthrough he's on.
Yeah, 58.
Nice.
No, that's a longer song. He's still in the 40s somewhere, I think.
Oh, I thought you were going to go 11 higher.
The janitor bots come hopping out.
All right.
And run over to help Mackie.
Cool.
Are they distracted at all by all the water they need to clean up?
Just constantly squeegeeing,
but like spitting it out behind them.
Yeah, they look at the water and they're like, not my circus, not my monkey.
We talked about arming them. Have we armed them yet?
Sure.
Yeah, we gave them just like guns from Bashy's
stash.
Just
like mag pistols. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Mongos emerge from the transport at this time and run over to catch up with the crew heading to the elevator.
Wait, so that's six lanyards with swipes and six rifles, minus one for Sultan. So all you guys have lanyards.
Well, if we snag him, yeah.
Like, Anton wouldn't have one. Would Mackie grab one?
Well, we're over by the Grace, away from the elevators.
I mean, if you wanted to grab one for Mackie, he would definitely not object, but he also probably wouldn't have the presence of mind to ask for it, so.
I'd say it's good to know they're there. You know, pick him up if you want him.
Look, you just got to understand that when Mackie sees a corpse, he pats it down. So just if you just leave one there, he'll get it.
So I mean, if everybody's piling out, you want to tell him to, hey, grab some stuff.
I don't think he's noticed yet. I think he's totally focused on bolting shit back onto the Grace. But yeah, no, if there's an unlooted corpse there when he gets around to it, don't worry. He'll loot that corpse. He's a lot like me in that respect.
Colin, you old battlefield raven.
That's me. Oh, yeah.
Anton, outside, you can see that the three multifocal laser batteries on the station have begun to twitch and whir. Presumably, someone is now on the controls. They're not able to act this turn, but you can see that somebody's taking control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now your turn.
Cool. I was reading up on spaceship combat,
mm-hmm.
and military vessels typically have 5 CP.
Okay.
So, I'm going to use 3 of those to do a fire all guns action.
Okay.
I want Sergei on the machine gun, peppering any like guards on balconies, surface visible targets, mm-hmm. torpedo.
Soft targets.
Yes. Torpedo is heading for the laser battery.
Okay.
And the mining laser is just going to strafe along as we fly by.
Okay.
So, what is Sergei's shoot skill?
+0.
He got a 6.
Okay, that's a miss.
Torpedo.
He says, I think I got him.
Good job, bud.
I'm sure he's at least encouraging them to keep their heads down.
It's oppressive.
Yeah. He keeps shooting at where they're going to be.
Yeah.
It splashes.
I'm going to assume a 19 plus all of my bonuses would hit the battery of lasers.
Yep.
Cool.
Question. Is
roll
it
damage?
One battery for all three lasers? Or
no, there are 3 multifocal lasers.
Okay, cool. Well, at least
I thought it was as a group like the other weapon system.
Each of the 3 is a group.
Oh, okay.
Think Death Star lasers.
13.
Okay, right. That is one of the multifocal lasers broken.
Can I amend my melee-ish ship weapon to hit another laser battery if I can?
You can. So I think, doesn't each gun require its own gunner?
Typically, yeah. Unless you have an auto-targeting system.
Which I don't think you have.
Okay. Well, so I was intending to use the fire all guns mm-hmm. to fire all the guns.
Your remaining points, like, you can switch which gun you're on.
Well, I was also thinking, like, for a fighter specifically, the controls are all in the pilot's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that...
Yeah, it's not like you're changing seats.
Yeah.
But, like, you specifically can only aim and target one system at a time. You don't have an auto-targeting system, so
gotcha.
You have to flip a switch to determine which one your reticle is
also
controlling.
So I feel like the machine gun that Sergei's on is probably kind of a turret. Mm-hmm. And torpedoes obviously, like, seek their target. But if I remember the way we mounted the mining laser...
It's on the front.
It's just, like, there. Like, yep. To aim it, you're kind of aiming your whole ship.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a pilot role as much as it would be a attack role.
Speaking as the technician that made the installation, I feel like it would be a piloting check to be most effective means of utilizing that munition for the purposes of killing a laser beam.
This is a Star Daddy decision. I will allow you to make that decision.
I concur.
So pilot check?
Yep. So you're going after another multifocal laser?
Yes.
Okay. Reminder that so far you have broken the flak emitter battery and the multifocal laser. If you were to attack one of them again and hit, you would destroy it. It could not be repaired during this combat. So you can choose to take one of the broken systems out entirely, or you can break another system.
I mean, the flak is the one that's really a threat to a fighter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fuck it. I'll try to completely negate the flak as a threat.
Cool.
Pilot check. That is a 12.
12?
Yes.
Is a hit.
Cool. That was my pilot check, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't know. What did we just...
Oh, sorry. You rolled it as a skill check?
Yeah, I thought we called it a pilot check.
We did, didn't we? Roll an attack roll.
Okay.
But use pilot instead of shoot.
They're the same.
Okay. Well, then don't worry about it.
12 also.
That's a hit.
Okay. I don't know what the damn...
You probably condensed that in editing, I think.
We'll see.
Would you like to throw a number at me as far as damage for that thing? I don't think we ever actually brought it up.
Yeah. 2d4.
Okay, 4.
Okay. It does not break through the armor plating.
And that was a whole lot of difficult rolling to do nothing. I'm going to use my last 2 CP to take evasive maneuvers.
I think you use 3 to fire all weapons, and then you use the other to fire the extra weapon, right?
That firing all weapons fired all 3.
Each occupied gunnery station gets to fire. Okay. And you had to...
I'm not going to argue it.
Yeah. Bashy heads into the elevator.
He fell down!
Oh, yeah. Bashy rolls into the elevator. Bashy gets up, grabs a swipe card.
Yeah.
Heads to the elevator.
Okay. But he hasn't made it yet. It's important.
He's entering the elevator, but he's not, like, pushing buttons yet.
Okay.
Is he jamming the door closed?
Look, he's an element of chaos in an otherwise brilliant plan. Mm-hmm. He is an insert for the DM. To do crazy shit. So I just want to know where he is at all times.
Also for us, Hildy goes,
oh, yes, hold the door. And he's just like mashing the close button.
But I feel like if 6 people tumbled out, like at least a foot is going to be like it might like close and then
bounce back. I'm just saying, if Hildy reached the elevator and everyone else wasn't there yet, she would not hold the elevator because reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one who knows Hildy would expect her to hold an elevator.
Yeah, I think that's just a general fact and not pertinent to the situation.
That's not true.
If you wanted to get to the elevator first, you should have won the initiative order.
I tried really hard. I rolled that dice with purpose.
What's Sultan up to?
Sultan would have beat Nikki. Probably bear crawled over everybody. And I would expect be right behind Bashy, if not having beaten Bashy.
Mm-hmm.
Into the lift. Okay. And just waiting, sort of confused. Also, like, Heimdall has never seen one, but understands, like, this is where we're going. But has a rifle, probably holding it the wrong way, staring down the barrel like Wile E. Coyote.
No, he knows how to use a rifle.
Okay, good, good. Well, there goes that bit of comedy.
Sorry. It's been previously established that the Goonies were using conventional firearms.
You're correct. Sorry.
When you throw him the rifle, you're like, all right, now, Sultan, this is a rifle. And he, like, field strips it. And then like,
reassembles it.
Big Nicky's like, well, I didn't know it could do that.
Lines up a shot that just whizzes past Big Nicky's ears. Nods. Like, it's got good alignment on it. Yeah.
Squirtle heads into the elevator.
No kids.
Similarly to Dashy.
What's the max occupancy on this junt?
Oh, it's plenty.
Okay, cool.
This would be like a freight elevator, right?
Yeah. This is for like bringing cargo up from the hangar.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Is there just one of this elevator? Or is it a bank of elevators?
I imagine there are multiples. Okay. There's only one currently open.
I mean, it can hold 6 dead security guards and like 10 cubic meters of water, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not worried about the capacity. I'm just curious.
Hildy,
Yes.
Now you get to fuck everybody like you wanted to do.
It's not that I want to fuck everybody. It's that I just... Hildy likes to be in control of a situation, and she doesn't like seeing agents that might fuck with her control of a situation get ahead of her. So, yeah. I want to keep running towards the elevator, but I do want to try and strafe a body and snag a key card.
Cool.
And I like the possibility of there being some internal security chatter. So if they have like a walkie-talkie or something like that, something that she's not going to have to take a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like if it's a have to snap a helmet off a thing, she's not going to take the time. She's just grabbing
it. It looks like it's the setting the helmet.
Okay. Then she's not going to worry about it. She'll solve that problem later.
Yep.
But yeah, I want to take a key card and run to the elevator. And since she didn't get knocked down, who all has made it to the elevator so far?
Bashy and Squiddle.
Is Squiddle on our...
Oh, and Sultan.
And Sultan. Is Squiddle on our individual comms?
I believe so.
Like our internal comms that are just us? Okay. Yep. So she wants to get to the elevator. And I want to open up a panel... If I can, if there's like a side panel, and be prepared to like once as many people as she wants, as the people that she wants there, she wants to be like sort of readying an action to disable it once it gets where it's going so we can control movement.
Okay.
But over comms, she's going to say, Mr. Squirtle.
Yep.
And she's going to say this in a like while she's hunched over and make it in like a she's talking to herself voice so that maybe she doesn't trip Bashy.
Soto Voke.
Yes. Mr. Bashy is useful, but I am concerned about his plans for the situation. If you could please stay on him and make sure he does not move ahead of us.
Heard.
Excellent.
Rich dialogue like that that keeps the people coming
back.
Well,
it's subtle because heard is not, yes, I'll do that.
Affirm.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a reason not to. Like, Hildy hasn't said shoot him in the back of the head. She's just said, hey, he's not one of us.
Hey, we know, given what happened in the desert, that Squiddle is one ruthless motherfucker.
That's true. He's just going to come back one time and he's going to be like, take care of that.
He'll squid a bitch.
Coast pace.
Will no one rid me of this turbulent dram operative?
But yeah, do you need me to roll anything for readying?
No, I'll have you roll it when you actually do the action.
Cool, cool, cool.
Shank enters the elevator. Hopper, you have reached the console that controls the crane system.
Okay. I don't have anything that is particularly apt for that.
I think it's not going to require a roll.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then Hopper's going to start like lowering, moving the gantry over above the Grace's nose cone and like lowering it towards an attachment point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It has magnetic components. And, okay. There are latches and things that are standard issue that, you know.
Gotcha. Whatever you do, keep those powerful magnets.
Wang reaches the elevator.
Attaboy, Wang.
Mackie.
Mackie moves around to the next place that needs his attention and fixes it.
Sweet.
So at that, I think he just slaps the hull and is like, Gracie, I don't know. You got a free hand here. You're sky worthy. You're space worthy. If you want to sit tight, if you want to go help Mr. Baptiste Yoshida, yeah, roll initiative.
Go on, kid.
Mackie, you are without equal, as always, but doubly so today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop sweet talking me. I'll fix you anyway.
I just speak truth. I only sweet talk Nolan Ryan P. Jr. when we are having robot sex.
The less I know about all that, the better, to be totally frank.
We are both computers, so to have robot sex, we actually have to take control of robots and make them have sex.
Mechanical coitus is disgusting.
Mackie turns away and just mouths the word yikes.
At the camera, like office style?
Like office style. Gym face.
Have you ever seen a hydraulic car lift with intermittent pressure loss?
I haven't, but I'm visualizing it now when it's going to haunt my dreams.
I personally pray I never do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on shared communications network. Anton, you want a hand out there?
I mean, I wouldn't say no. There's lots of lasers and, you know, flat cannons and that kind of thing that I'd rather not get shot down.
Yeah, Gracie, I mean, It feels a shame because we just got done, like, completely overhauling you. But, you know, if you want to, if you want to go out and play, knock your nacelles off.
I do admire an opportunity for a good bit of wanton destruction. Hey, so last round, we actually resolved the Grace's ship move at the same time as Anton's fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that
sure.
now for Grace?
Go ahead.
Can she roll that next calculation about the trajectory for the gunnery for station?
Yep. Cool.
That's going to be 10.
Okay. You feel pretty confident about your targeting solution.
Okay. Can I shoot this round, or will that have to wait for next time around?
Go ahead.
Okay. Multifocal laser. That's a 10.
Okay. As you are lining up the shot, the station lurches slightly. You do send off a blast through the station, killing untold numbers of...
Well, at least it wasn't entirely in vain.
Yeah.
Now I have in my head that we're going to have this whole dramatic race to get to the Sultan to do shit, and we're going to find out that he was just like...
smoking crater.
Or he was one of the guys that we initially saw falling on our way up.
I was standing on the balcony stroking my Dukat, and all of a sudden, I was plunging through the air.
There's a smoking hole and like the sound of a drain, like a bathtub drain. And there's just like one Dukat feather like caught on the jagged edge of the metal.
Now that the shuttle is empty, Ramirez pumps the gas a little and evens it out, brings it further into the hangar and settles down.
All right.
The janitor bots continue to cling to Mackie's heels like hungry children.
I'm picturing kind of like a ducklings thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weren't their names what? It was like Huey, Dewey, and Moe
Zeppo.
Or something? Zeppo.
Huey, Dewey, and Zeppo.
The Mongos, Manhala, Paulina, Gu, Vihan, Angelus, Sylvain, Tiberia, and Adesina.
Nice.
All get on the elevator.
Did Big Nicky get on the elevator?
It hasn't been stated yet, but there's some huff.
You should have, because you were
the
same initiative
as me. Yeah, I think I skipped you along there, so I assume you...
I was assuming it was like crossing the... Hold on.
Yeah. No, sorry, I overlooked you. My list is a little messy. There's a lot of names on it. I apologize.
It's all right. God granted me the serenity to wade through the things I cannot change. And spit on the things I can.
So getting on the elevator then?
Just gonna get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will say, Nikki entered the elevator and Dr. Kate had pulled off a panel.
Yeah.
Nikki's
yeah,
gonna go.
With a panel.
Come on, now there's a button. And she's gonna mash the throne room floor button.
Okay.
Just go on ahead. And also, at this time, Nikki still is confused and looking for peace. Is gonna put on Cagney and Lacey, the mitts, mm-hmm. and just the thermal sword just to ready it.
Mm hmm.
And is gonna lean over and go, look at Sultan, this is a thermal sword. It's for cutting stuff, and usually I use it on bread. You want to hold it?
Toasts as it cut.
Presuming that I hand it to Sultan, who then does like a total Jedi, like, womp, 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 mm-hmm. like, wow, capoeira move.
Right.
Well, the elevator is no longer crowded.
Yeah. It's so skilled, it slices between the planes.
Oh, dear.
All right, buddy. Good job.
Everybody's fine as long as they don't move.
Other than that, just obnoxious.
As soon as somebody takes a step, they're going to slide into two pieces.
Oh, shit. I scratched my nose.
And then just get super excited about the elevator music because it's familiar.
Parody.
Do, 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 do.
This is
do, do.
Don's Baker Diner. The parody version.
Also, the full image of Big Nicky being the last one, but like turning around and then like squeezing in between. Excuse me. To try to get the back. Jostling the shit out of everybody, letting out one tiny fart.
It's not an elevator without a fart.
I've never been on an elevator that someone hasn't farted in.
Because if somebody else... I speak for the asses. For the asses have no tongue.
God, my name is the lore ass. I speak for the cheeks.
Oh, no.
All right. The station, I realized that we neglected to count the armor piercing on your weapon earlier, Anton. So we are going to treat another of those multifocal lasers as... Or no, you hit the flak emitter battery, didn't you?
Yes.
Never mind. Flak emitter battery is destroyed.
Yay.
My mistake. The two functional multifocal lasers take aim and fire on your fighter.
Cool. Well, not that cool.
Not that cool. One, first one got a 15.
That is a miss.
Okay. Second one got a 16.
That is it.
Okay. It has armor piercing 20. It did 4 damage.
I don't think it killed me, but I'm making sure.
Yep.
What was the damage?
4.
Oh, yeah. That's way less than a fighter. Yeah, I have 8, so I'm halved.
All right. Now, you do have the option to make that, instead of hit point damage, you can have it damage a system.
Okay.
Or you can take a crisis, I think is what it is.
I will do that. Okay. I'll take a crisis.
That'll save you a lot of money in the long term.
Cool. If Sergei dies, I'm really going to wonder why he didn't see this one coming.
Yeah. he did last time say he didn't want to get on.
I can get just a system gone.
I shouldn't, but it'd be so fun.
I can just like take out a system, basically, instead.
You don't get to choose. You take a crisis and then I roll it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I knew we should have taken that shipment of Precious Moments figurines.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll that for me then.
Okay. That is a 9, which is target decalibration, which means that the gunnery computers are hopelessly confused and cannot lock the ship's weaponry on a target until this crisis is resolved.
Cool. And it's now your turn. So for your action, you can choose... Result.
Yeah, correct. I was going to have Sergei try to deal with a crisis.
Okay. That can be on his turn.
Oh, okay. Well, it is 0 CP, but that would probably, presumably,
we're
take
kinda,
the action.
We're kind of mixing and matching.
Yeah, that's
here.
Fine. Yeah. Cool.
I guess, yeah, we can do Sergei now.
Oh, okay.
As part of your crew. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know his relevant skills, but I'm 2d6 to deal with a crisis, and...
I'm going to say his skills aren't relevant, so he's going to have a +0.
Okay, that's a difficulty 10.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. He reset your clock.
Don't fuck with the CD changer. I can't hit anything, so I'm going to take evasive maneuvers and try to rendezvous with Grace's movement.
Okay.
Evasive maneuvers.
Does that mean you're going to try to make it into the hangar?
I'm going to approach the hangar with the intention of flying in tandem with Grace when she becomes active.
Okay.
So evasive maneuvers, 2d6 plus pilot and dex, 12. For evasive. So that's cool. Extra 2. That's the sound of the spaceship.
Yeah.
Yes.
The elevator. Nikki did hit the button. Yes. So now it's on the move.
Awesome.
It comes up to the executive suites. The door opens, revealing a large, almost like a public area. There's a lot of what in a normal Earth city would be outdoor seating and that kind of thing. But of course, you're all in like this large domed element at the very top of the station.
Cool.
There are 6 soldiers, more security personnel, stationed behind convenient cover. The arrangement is such that it's a defensible area before the Sultan's throne room.
Mm-hmm.
When the elevator opens, they have rifles aimed at you. They look like laser rifles. And the one in command tells you to put down your weapons. Bashy fires on the commander.
Oh, hell. I was wanting to talk to him.
Bashy levels his sniper rifle at the commander and makes his head into a canoe.
Uh-oh.
Puts a round right between the eyes. Sultan looks at Nikki and looks at his rifle and looks back at Nikki and shoots Nikki in the face.
I knew it.
What a twist.
No.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. There's some black and white footage of Vietnam playing behind us.
Well, I guess this is what we're doing, bud.
He doesn't need any more than that.
I want to hear about battle rolls. Like the jacket opening up and flying back. In the wind.
There's no wind, but that happens anyway.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
His whole face is in shadow except for like a bar of light across his eyes. I just imagine his like trumpet mouth opening up and it's just
but it's the brown note. Everybody make a fiscal save.
He fires on one of the other soldiers and just glances him with the laser rifle.
Hey, he didn't mean to. He's real friendly.
Sultan, stop.
He's just quit a big softy, really.
I guess I wasn't clear.
Don't get bad, Sultan.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're learning.
You probably smell like another Goonie.
You must have Goonies at home. You must smell your Goonie on here.
It's your turn, Nikki.
At this point, so with all this eating, there's cover, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you emerge from the elevator, you can get into cover.
Yeah, so if Sultan went off into cover, I'm assuming after that shot popped off.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Nikki's going to very ungraciously roll over, holding only a sword, mm-hmm. Sort of breathlessly, and go, maybe I should have got one of them rifles. Y'all, they're behind the things over there. And it is simply going to squat down and peek over it, this time having absolutely zero mm-hmm. They could possibly do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so they're about 20 meters from the elevator door.
Oh, wait, one more action. Going to rip off one strip of sleeve
okay.
and tie it around Sultan's head.
Nice.
He looks nothing like Rambo.
Does he look a little Rambo-ew? Like Gizmo from Gremlins 2?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
See, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had in my head that he might look like old Rambo. Like Stallone now.
If old Rambo was hairless.
I was thinking more Gizmo in my head, but...
Yeah.
If Gizmo and Rambo had a happy life and produced a bunch of Gizbos.
Yeah. No, he looks like Charlie Sheen.
It feels like a word you shouldn't say.
Hot shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to keep the sweat out of Sultan's eyes, that's
oh,
all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're dripping on yourself.
Squirtle rushes up to cover and fires off his mag pistol. That is a hit. Somebody have the damage on that handy?
You have a mag 2d6.
Pistol. 2d6.
Yes. Just quite, when is Squirtle not a fucking stone cold killer? When we get in combat, he's
the
efficient.
Dice are, they're definitely telling a story about him.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the water might be his element. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to come out. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I really feel like the legendary person we need to meet is whoever managed to stuff him in that train car.
Right?
That like, dude was probably a beast.
I'm throwing it out there. That's somebody's one shot.
Yeah.
The Ballad of Squiddle.
Squiddle. Yes. Yeah.
I have heard that Squiddle was the one guy that was justified in being penned up because he was like the Hannibal Lecter in Glazer 4.
I didn't in
what
my
happens
head
into
the... No, they had the train car on the other side of like a wall with just the door showing and it said free pizza.
No, what happens, we get to the throne room and Squiddle's like, it's mine. And that's it. It's over.
So Squirtle fired off the mag pistol, caught a guard square in the chest for 7 damage. That guard is still alive, but he is reviewing his insurance information on his phone.
So what you're saying is he's been taken out of the fight. That's going to take a lot more than 6 seconds or a minute. Or
these are non-union guards. They have to work hurt.
Yeah.
It's a right to work station.
He's checking his phone. He just got a notification on his phone that he's been laid off.
Oh, shit. But so yeah, we can recruit him, though, right?
Yeah. Hildy.
All right. So was there enough time in the elevator ride up to do my ready thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. She just wants to rig it so it won't go back down.
Okay.
Programming check, or do you need something else? Is it
programming
hacking?
Sounds
is
good.
Okay, awesome. Program intelligence is going to be a total of 3 added to the die.
Yep.
All right, I got a planet and a 4.
All right.
For a total of a 13.
Uh-huh.
To that roll.
Success, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you tell me if it's a success.
Finally, you get a good programming roll.
It's about time.
But yeah, so I am going to argue that that was my ready to action and it happened while the elevator was going up.
That's fine.
Cool. So what Hildy wants to do now is she's behind You Are a Benevolent Star Daddy. Mm. And it's going to make it all the more surprising, satisfying, when Squirtle does indeed take all of the glory from our ventral hill. No. She's in this kind of crush of people, mm-hmm. and so she's going to try a ploy here. She is going to worm her way through and run towards the guards with her hands up, shouting, I got away, I got away, I have to help the Sultan, let me through.
Okay. Sounds like a talk to me.
All right. Okay, so my talk is 1, if I remember correctly. Yes. Plus Charisma?
Yep.
Or, yeah. So.
And sorry, you said your hands are up.
My hands are up.
You're not carrying a long arm, right? If you have a firearm, is it?
No. She doesn't even have one anyway.
Okay,
she's,
cool.
I think her
so you
weapons
appear unarmed.
Are all, like, small. Yeah, I look unarmed.
Okay.
Hands fully up, running towards them, and having emerged from, like, the group of people, like, she's trying to make it look like she just like, wormed her hands free and, you know, that kind of thing. All right. Okay, so I got an 8 total on the die, plus 2 for a total of 10.
Okay.
On that one.
None of the soldiers' firearms seem to, like, follow your movement as you...
Right. She's going to keep going past them and head in the direction that she seems to have told them she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know who that is, but her whole attitude screams upper management.
She's got a clipboard.
Hildy has strong clipboard energy.
It's like the old trope of, man, you can get in anywhere with a, you know, wear work clothes and, you know, look like you're busy working.
Orange vest and a
hat. You just, like, walk through the crowd like, oh, I gotta go install a TV over in the main office. I'll, you know, don't worry about me.
Yeah, if you're on a construction job site and you are actually wearing, like, business casual clothes and a completely unscuffed hard hat, like, you can go anywhere.
Okay,
and
no one wants to talk to you.
No,
you could literally piss in someone's hand and they won't say anything.
Well, don't give away all my trade secrets.
Can somebody hand me a shut the fuck up light?
To be perfectly honest, I thought you were looking stuff up, so otherwise I would have.
I was.
Okay.
I mean, well, I was rolling damage and stuff. But. Hannah Shank slides up to cover. Brings up her mag rifle and puts 13 damage into one of the soldiers, dropping him.
Man.
Pew, pew.
These guys were not ready for this.
They were not.
So that's 2 out and 1 down.
Yep.
That's 2 out.
2 dead.
Yeah. 1 winged.
1 winged and 1 seriously injured. 1 wounded, yeah. 2 6. That are still healthy.
Well, they just, like, popped out of this elevator with a legit 20-plus person, like, kill squad.
Yeah.
Yep.
So...
Rat-a-tat-tat.
We just got too many dudes.
Well?
I don't know. I feel like for a coup, that's what you want.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
I'm just saying, I feel like it's not too many.
Yeah, the station's in chaos. If they're able to rally, go the other way.
Hey everyone, that's the end of our episode for this week. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, it just really means a lot that there are folks out there that have stuck around this far.
Want to give a big thank you to Jackson Saib, who composed our music. It is a beautiful piece of music, and we hope one day to be the show that lives up to it.
Damn right. And if you want to know more... Or maybe not know more, but just touch us in a different kind of way. Go to www.astronomicapodcast.com. And there you will find a permanent non-expiring.
Non-inspiring.
I know.
That is accurate.
Non-expiring invitation to...
Our Discord, where most of us spend the majority of our non-podcast social interacting time. We have different channels we usually participate in, NaNoWriMo. There are community one-shots that are open to all to run and participate in every month. That's where we run the Patreon one-shots, which if you are generous enough to contribute some money, we have special cast-included one-shot episodes there. And just a general all-around good time with a wacky bunch of malcontents.
Lots of memes and GIFs, which is why anyone's on the internet, really.
Yep.
And if you want to... support us, you can check us out at patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. If you don't want to fund the growth of global communism, you can instead just give us a 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice, provided 5 is the most. If there are anywhere there are 10 stars, then like at least an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're a Memphis 8.
They say Memphis 8 is a New York bad podcast.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Forever. Oh, wait. for a week.